also beniskei mamoinoi.
Pasuk starts off beniskei mezashlich silki seitze eish to mashma meyatsmoi. V'sayim beniskei gufa, it ends up beniskei gufa, the kor olay mavir. Loimla, come to teach us eish mishum chitzav. Skrutz arayat Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Rav, Rav says, kashla labaya. Have a kasha, Omar Rav, kashla labaya, baya had a kasha. Laman diyom eish mishum chitzav. Have you old eish mishum chitzav. Tomem b'yesh tepotu rachmon hechem ishkachas lo. How do you have the case your potter if Eish burns up something that's hidden? Like, what do I care if it's hidden? L'chura, it's like Odom Amazik, Rashi says. Ilu Odom Zora Chetz Vezik V'tomim Mimachayev. If a person takes a bow and arrow and shoots it and damages something that's hidden, you're going to say he's potter. See here also, if your Eish is mamish mishum chitav like Odom Amazik, so why are you potter if you burn up something that's hidden in the fields? V'nichla, and he answered back, the case is, k'goyin shenofla d'leika l'yaysa chotza. That the fire fell into a field. But really there was a wall there, and the wall would have stopped it, that your fire wouldn't have broke it down. But when you let the arrow go by, there was a wall there that would have stopped the arrow from going through. And then later, first the wall fell down. Then the fire continued on and burned down another field. In such a case, for sure, it's not called your chitz. Not called your kayach, because as far as your chetz go, since when you first lit the fire, there was a wall there. The wall would have stopped the fire from going further. So we can't consider it like your power, your chetz, your arrow going further. Later, when the wall falls down and the fire goes on, that for sure is only mishum amaynai. So in such a case like that, there's a chiddush akro that when the fire goes further and burns up something that's hidden in the field, it's takapota. For the morihachi is so, then you go in ami. Even something that's uncovered also, it should not be called his chitzah. So why are you potter then? Why are you chayiv? If it's called like not your chitz anymore, so it's not your power, just like you potter from tamun, you should be potter from uncovered things, from covered, uncovered things also. The Torah is like this, Elo l'man de yisle mishum chitzah, yisle nama mishum amoynoi. The Shat from Yechin is he holds to me both. There's avade, it's mishum chitzah. But in a case like we just said, where first there was a wall there, and later the wall broke down, and then the fire went further. In such a case, you can't be mechay mishum chitzav. He's mighty though. You're still chay mishum amayna though. There was a case that after the wall broke down, you should have built it up. Since you didn't build it up, it's your fault why the fire went further. So alf eisha mishum amayna yochayiv. You can't say you're an honest. Like what happened? You first made a fire in your rishus. In your rishus, you have walls all around it. The fire can't go further. So you can't be considered now this eish mishum chitzav, except when it goes later further, when it goes further later, because there was a wall blocking it. Later what happened was, 2 minutes later, the wall caved down. And it's your wall. So you have the chiyuv now, you have a fire in your rishus going, and now you see that this fire can continue on to burn up other fields. You have the chiyuv right away to build up that wall again. And if you don't build up the wall, then you chayiv. Mishuma, not mishum chitzav. Because it can't be considered your power. Because when you first lit it, there was something there stopping. You can't go further. Yechayim mishum amaynai. That Rabbi Yechon also agrees to Rash Lakis is mishum amaynai. Where it's not chitzav. Going shere l'gadra v'l'gadra. Dosam sherehu v'l'topach v'yapeh. It's like your ox that you didn't watch it. So what's the difference? A big difference. According to Rabbi Yechon, when you light a fire, and there's no wool there, that this fire right now has the power to go and burn up and do damage, and if it hurts somebody, your mamish chayi for dalad vorm. In other words, eisher mishum chitzav is mamish like odem amazik. It's like you did damage to a person, that you chayi for tsar, ripo, shevas, aboshes. But according to Rash Lakish, there's always only mishum amaynai, it's only like your shor that does damage. When a shor does damage, you can't be mechayiv more than the hezek, that's all. There's no din tsar, shevas, aboshes. Yes, according to Rabbi Yechanan, where it could be considered chitzav, it's mamash like odom amazik. But according to Rabbi Shlokish, it's never odom amazik. It's always odom amaynai. We're only saying that the Rabbi Yechanan agrees in a case where there was a wall there, that it can't be considered chitzav, later when the wall breaks down and you should have built it up, it's called amaynai yechai mishum amaynai.
You hold up Chof Gimel Omer Aleph by the two dots. Again, the Mishnah says, Allah Haroro is Mishalim Nezik Sholem. If the Kelev takes the Haroro, the cake, a cookie, and eats it, so he's chayav to pay a Nezik Sholem that shame. Zemora says, man chayiv, who's chayiv to pay? Zemora says, Baal Kelev, the Baal HaKelev, he's the one that's chayiv to pay the Nezer Sholem. Freddy Gemara of Lechayiv Nami Baal Gecheles. Why doesn't the Baal HaGecheles also have to pay? So Rashi learns, man chayiv means Baal HaKelev Masisim Mahadid Tony Al HaGodish Mechalim Meshalim Chatinezik. In other words, not only for the Charora for eating the cookie, but the Mishnah says, if he took a coal and the dog put down the coal and it burned up the field, he's chayiv a chatinezik. So who's chayiv the chatinezik? On this, the Gemara says, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv the chatinezik. The question is why? This Kelev took a coal. The coal doesn't belong to the dog, it belongs to somebody else. So Gemara is the kasha, for the chayiv nami Baal HaKelev. Why isn't the Baal HaKelev also chayiv? In other words, both of them should be chayiv. Rashi says like this, to Avein Mar, Avein Mar, Meshumma Moinoi Islahu. It came out yesterday that even Rabbi Yechonon agrees, Eisha is also Meshumma Moinoi. So in this case, where the owner of the Gecheles, it's like his Eish. So in his Eish, even though the dog took it, the dog took your coals and made some fire and made a damage, but it's still your coal, your fire that's doing the damage. So Churas, Mom and Amazik, you should also be Chayiv, so they should both have to pay. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about the Sheshima Gachalosai. We're talking about the Baal HaGecheles watched it. In other words, he's like an honest. He watched his coals, he's potter. For the Gemara, Ike Sheshima Gachalosai, if we're talking about that the owner of the coals watched them, says so, Ma boy Kelev Hosom. How did the dog come and take it? Like the Chur, the Kasher is, if the dog came and took it, it's Smash was able for him to take it. So how could the dog come and take it if you tell me to Baal HaGecheles watch them? So Gemara answers, yes, it was watched, but the case is v'shechotar, when the dog dug underneath the door and came in and took away the coals. So even though it was watched with a good locked door, but a dog could come underneath it. So the Gemara says, therefore the Baal HaGecheles avada is potter, only the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. Omer Rav Mori, Brei the Rav Kana, Zoy Samaras, Mir have a proof. That stam delosois chatura sein eitzel kelev. That stam doors are like oimer to be dug under by a kelev, by a dog. In other words, if a dog does this, don't think it's a maisa mishuna. And you only have to pay chatinezek. No, you should know for your dog to do it, it's urcha, it's normal. And if your dog digs under a somebody's door to get in there and eats up the food, you'll be chayav to pay nezek shalom. It'll be regular shane. In other words, don't think to say it's like mishuna. It's abnormal. No, you should know this is normal. That's tam delosa sachaturis eitzel bailam. Right. But by but for the Baal HaGecheles, he's potel amaisi, he watched it. He did a good shmira. I adore to go underneath it. That he doesn't have to be afraid about. So he's potel. Now the Gemara says, the ochla hecha. Where did the dog eat this charora? The Mishnah says the dog took the charora, took the cookie, and ate it. And therefore, the Baal HaKelev has to pay nezek sholem, it's like shame. So where did the dog eat the cookie? Elaine, if you want to tell me the ochla, the godish, the alma, the dog took it out of somebody's house, and ate it stam in the field, belonging to somebody else. If so, why are you chayiv then? The Torah says, when are you chayiv for the mazik of your shame, of your animal? If he eats it for shus hanizik, means he has to go into somebody else's field and eat the food there only for shus hanizik. Look, we're here, it's not for shus hanizik, so the Baal HaKelev should be potter. So Gemara says, no, enich nami, loitzricha, no, we're talking about over here, the ochlo, the godish, the Baal HaKelev. We're talking about that the dog now took this cookie like and ate it in the field that belongs to the Baal of the cookie. And so it's a regular for shus hanizik, that's why Yechayiv for the mazik shein of your dog. For the Gemara, if so, Tisha, we should have a proof then, the pi poro, the